I could never be an atheist. It requires too much faith. An atheist must believe two things at once, that God doesn't exist and that morality is possible without God. Both propositions require leaps of faith bigger than anything required in a church. After all, one can imagine proof that God exists, but it's hard to imagine anybody proving that God does not exist. As for morality, atheists claim to believe in right and wrong, but will talk in circles trying to explain the source. Ask them where they come by their morals, and the discussion will go something like this. If you don't believe in God, then what stops you from killing me? Well, I don't kill you because killing is wrong. Sure, I know it's wrong. I believe in God. That's number 6 of the 10 commandments. But why do you think it's wrong? Just because I'm an atheist doesn't mean I don't have right and wrong. But what's the source of your right and wrong? Jeepers creepers, right and wrong don't have to come from God. Well, logically, they have to come from somewhere. They come from inside. A person decides rationally what's right and wrong, then lives accordingly. That's how the discussion will go, trust me. The philosophy of atheism is moral relativism, or moral equivalence, or secular humanism, different names for the same thing. Unfortunately, this is the prevailing philosophy in Washington, D.C. now. We've banished the notion of absolute right and wrong from the public sphere, leaving our elected representatives wallowing in a miasma of indeterminate judgment about how to behave. It's an ugly way to live, an ineffective way to make decisions, and a death knell for our country. I think it's the primary reason why Washington is so dysfunctional lately. They've evicted God from the discussion. Important stuff is happening in the world. The Middle East is on the verge of war, Europe and the United States are facing bankruptcy, and government tyranny is growing faster than any time since the first half of the 20th century. It's downright frightening. Without a foundation of absolute right and wrong, people are confused. Journalists, for example, are busy assuming moral equivalence between the Hamas terrorists who shoot rockets at civilians and the Israelis who strive mightily to destroy those rockets without harming nearby civilians. I long for a politician with the courage and clarity to stand in the deepest part of Washington's cesspool and call those rocket launchers evil, call Hamas itself evil, and call upon God for retribution against anybody willing to kill women and children and use their own women and children as cover. That's a political speech I'd love to hear, but nobody in Washington will use that kind of language anymore. Not only are they unwilling to label Hamas evil, they continue to send billions of dollars to the Gaza Strip so Hamas can buy more rockets, which is borderline insane. No, wait, let me rephrase. Sending money to Hamas is wrong. Evil. Speaking of evil, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi took control of Congress in January of 2007, and with their first budget, they started exponentially increasing the spending of the federal government. Harry and Nancy's very first budget increased the size of the federal deficit by 103%. Spending more money than you have and leaving a debt for your children to pay is wrong, and we need people in Washington willing to say it. One of the signs of evil is the way it hides from the light of day. Although he's controlled the Senate since January of 2007, Harry Reid stopped passing budgets in May of 2009, 3.5 years ago, even though Congress is required by law to have a budget. A budget would reveal the full extent of his evil, the full extent of what he's doing to the nation and to our children. In black and white, a budget would let people see his plans for the next fiscal year. Evil hates that kind of exposure. In January 2009, Reid and Pelosi were joined by a fellow Democrat in the White House, and any semblance of fiscal restraint was immediately abandoned. The federal deficit since Barack Obama became president has skyrocketed to levels unprecedented and unsustainable. Until recently, the world was willing to fund our spending by buying Treasury securities. That stopped. Did you know that? All of our new Treasury debt is 100% funded by the Federal Reserve now. China won't buy it. Japan doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. We're in deep trouble. To continue the pretense that we're still financially viable, we have to print money to buy our own debt. Think about that. In the midst of this ongoing crisis, the Republican opposition in Washington, in the person of John Boehner, is proposing that we ignore the spending problem for the moment and concentrate on raising taxes. He's as confused and separated from God as Harry Reid. Everybody knows the truth, but they won't speak it. The government has a spending problem, plain and simple. Solving this problem, like all problems, is a question of right and wrong, good and evil. But nobody has the courage to admit it. That's today's dose of common sense.